Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
Cincinnati inbounds the ball. The buzzer down. Make room for another trophy in Clifton as the Bearcats are American Conference Tournament champions again. They stun the 31-2 Houston Cougars 69-57.
Goins is there. Michigan won't pressure, and that'll do it. Michigan State completes the double championship. Spartans win it 65-60, ending the Wolverines' quest for a three-peat and snapping a 10-game Big Ten tournament win streak for the Maize and Blue. 65-60 the final. Michigan State wins it over the Wolverines.
Michigan State, they leapfrogged Kentucky by winning this game. They had so many great quad one wins. But at the same token, we thought Michigan State and Michigan would be on that two line once the weekend unfolded. Gotcha. You know, they earned their right to be there. And certainly with Duke and Zion back, phenomenal run here in the ACC tournament. And we thought both Duke, Virginia, and North Carolina were deserving on that one line.
Had Tennessee won yesterday, they would have been on the number one line. Gonzaga would have moved down. So we were prepared to make that switch. And so we're constantly watching, as I said, trying to get as much data points as possible in order to fully see the field from 1-68.
All right, so the field is set. There's a lot to get to there and a bunch of other stuff happening. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. It's a Monday. Other than our skies being filled with smoke from this fire that apparently is never going out.
Oh.
It's been a pretty interesting day.
Yeah. It's a good day.
It's a really good day.
It's a good day. Should we lead off with it?
Yeah, we got the whole show to talk about.
Talk
the tournament.
Brackets and stuff.
We can break down every single game if we want. We got plenty of time.
I hate to stomp on the corpses of the dead.
Stomp away, sir.
But today was my first ratings book as program director here. And I've had this date circled on the calendar for a while. I'll be honest, I was a little bit nervous. We made some changes,
right?
Like on the clock and things like that. And it just some general changes to try to make the station more listener friendly overall.
Right.
You know, like not giving away prizes and stuff, but like,
well, we still do that. Well,
yeah, we still do that. But I mean like trying to make your listening experience better, shorter commercial breaks, things like that. And, turns out, we did okay. Our first ratings book. And by okay, I mean ESPN 97.5 won every single day part over 6'10 and 790, who are basically like, at this point, you would have to say it's like you go to an abandoned swimming pool, like, you know, like an old municipal swimming pool.
Yeah.
But you go in December and there's like grass growing up all around the pool. So you can't even really tell it's a pool there because no one's come to clean it up.
Right.
And you're the maintenance guy who's going to go in and you're going to run the, you know, clean the pool and mow the lawn and stuff. And then you say, oh my God, there's two bloated dead bodies in the swimming pool floating around and they've been there for months. And they just, they look like Uncle Fester. I mean, they're just disgusting, morbidly obese, like bloated, pale, sickly dead bodies. And that's 6'10 and 790 right now. I mean, it's a damn shame. It almost feels bad beating their asses because it's not a fair fight. It's not a fair fight. John and Lance put up a 3.7, 790 and 6'10 combined in the mornings. 2.3.
Ooh.
Combined.
Ooh.
Combined. Barry and Joel's show just got off the air. You may have heard it. Usual Suspects.
Pretty good.
They put up a 2.1, 6'10 and 790 in their day part. 2.0 combined. So they beat them combined. Charlie Polillo, 2.0 in his day part. They matched him at least. 2.0.
Ah.
So Charlie didn't beat them combined. They matched him. They were able to match him. And then our little show, The Little Engine That Could, 3.0, second highest rated show in the city again. John and Lance are dominating us these days. It's probably because I'm too busy doing other stuff now. I'm sorry.
I'm more than happy to have those guys.
That's the only team I'm okay losing to.
Yeah.
2.2 for the other stations combined. So, you know, if I were those stations, I would start making budget cuts. I would start thinking about that. It might be a good time.
I see. Well, let's some credit to you for some of the changes you already made. And
I hope it keeps getting better.
And to David Gall for supporting a lot of those changes.
Yes.
And, you know, that's and as he said, as I was talking to him before the show, it's all those listeners from The Boss and the Gloss that comes on tonight at 7.
That's got to be what it is.
Just hang around for the morning show. So, and also the Hall of Fame with Booker T at 9.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, there's some cool stuff that has kind of been happening behind the scenes. And I think it's been reflective. So, good job. So.
Thank you, sir. It's a big day. It's bracket day.
It is.
It's bracket. Everybody woke up today. Well, does everybody turn in their brackets the first day?
No.
You know, how long does it take you, Aaron?
I probably won't have mine finished until Wednesday night.
Because you need to know if Belmont is going to win so you can determine how many games you'll have them winning, right?
Sure.
Is that the... Because if they lose to Temple, you'll feel embarrassed if you have that BEL/TEM in the Final Four and it ends up being Temple. You'll be like, oh, I really should have waited. I get that. When do you turn yours in, Fred? When do you make yours official?
The last possible minute.
Okay.
Like usually 5 minutes before the first game on Thursday.
Okay. See, so here's my conundrum. RJ Bell wants me to have a bracket turned into him today.
Whoa.
Yeah. Because they're doing a podcast tonight that's going to be available tomorrow with, they've got a panel of guys that they're looking at those brackets and coming up with like a consensus bracket.
Right.
And he wanted mine to contribute to that. So my bracket is already in.
Okay.
I feel like it's not as well researched as normal.
All right.
But it is what it is.
But you know all those teams.
Yeah.
And you follow them all year long.
So to be fair, like today is the time of year where all of a sudden everybody knows everything about every team. To be fair, I am maybe the only person in the world who spends, you know, basically the entire season watching college basketball. And not because I love it. I'm not like some crazy fan. I like to make money. So I watch a lot of basketball. I watch a lot of teams that if I didn't have money invested in them, I probably wouldn't be interested in watching. I also fall in love with some teams that if I didn't have money on them, I probably would have never seen to begin with.
Right.
So, but I've finished my bracket. I guess we'll have to wait until, I won't even be here Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but I guess we'll have to wait to compare until the brackets are stapled to the wall or taped. I don't know. I guess we don't want to ruin the wall. We'll tape.
Yeah. I don't watch nearly as much as you do, but I've watched a lot of AAC basketball this year, especially UH, but almost all these teams.
Mm-hmm.
Had a pretty good AAC tournament.
There you go.
I bet Memphis to cover the 8.5 against Houston on Saturday, and then I bet Cincinnati yesterday because that was just one of those spots where Cincinnati got embarrassed last week, and there really wasn't much for that UH could gain in terms of seeding or anything, and they already won the regular season. I wasn't shocked at all that they got their ass kicked. Davis wasn't 100%, which
I
is
figured
they
put up a better show. I didn't know that they'd, you know, blow them out, but I expected a better showing than what they gave. I mean, that was pretty pathetic, honestly.
Oh, it was their worst game of the year, no question.
So, because typically, I mean, you want to go in with some momentum, you know. Yeah. You don't get any momentum when you go in off a game like that. But
nah, they'll be fine. I feel really good about their first two matchups. After that, not so good. That is a tough. You're either getting past Kentucky or North Carolina to get to the Final Four.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
But I mean, was it ever a reasonable expectation that Houston would be a Final Four team?
No, but you know, you can always. You can always get lucky where maybe there's a team not playing as well that's vulnerable at the top of the bracket. You know, we've seen it, you know, almost every year somebody sneaks in there like that.
Yeah.
But I don't like their chances of sneaking in that bracket.
Yeah.
I figure if they were in there with Duke or any of these teams, like Tennessee, I wouldn't mind seeing them play. I wouldn't be shocked if they were able to play with Tennessee. Kentucky, I don't feel very good about. So.
Well, I have 2-3 seeds in my Elite Eight, and neither one of them are Houston.
Okay.
So it's
One of them's Tech.
One of them's not Tech.
Oh, really?
It's the other two.
Hmm.
So I think Houston, if they – I don't think there's – Georgia State's horrible.
Yeah.
And they won a game this – I guess it was yesterday, or maybe it was the day before. They had no – I mean, they're bad on defense. They're bad on offense. They're not good at anything. UH should just roll that team. Iowa State's going to be tough, though. Iowa State is a team that early in this season looked like they were the best team in the Big 12, and they kind of fell apart late, and then they go on and win the Big 12 tournament. So clearly they've gotten something figured out. They've got the talent to be really good. And if Iowa State's playing at their best, UH might be in trouble. Because Iowa State probably has better talent than UH. But Iowa State's just so shaky. I don't know.
Yeah,
they've been a roller coaster. I don't know if I trust them.
I feel pretty good about UH winning that game. But after that.
Well, after that's Kentucky.
I'll just give you every one of these brackets I've ever won.
Or Wofford. Well, it could be Wofford. Oh. Wofford's no joke. I'm telling you now. You could laugh. I'm not kidding.
Well,
if Wofford beat Kentucky, I would be like, well, okay.
Well, every bracket I've ever won, I've had Kentucky winning the championship.
Uh-oh.
So,
is that a preview?
Not really.
But don't you have Kentucky winning every single year?
No, not every year.
Oh, okay.
Just, you know, every other year.
I'm
pretty sure I had Villanova last year.
I do want to address a bracket strategy on the other side of the break. I know people don't like to hear about other people's brackets, so I won't tell you. I'm not going to like go through and tell you my bracket picks, but I do want to give like a general strategy thing that applies specifically to a year like this.
Sounds good. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening. listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Monday, everyone. Somebody said Mikey Garcia got robbed. Boy, not the fight I watched.
I'm guessing that's a little tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
You know what? You can't say anything bad about Mikey Garcia because that dude went up two weight classes and fought a dude that was clearly bigger, stronger, faster, and better than him.
Other than that.
And went 12 rounds. He's the only guy who's ever lasted 12 full rounds with Errol Spence. And he didn't win, but he made it. And that dude, he had no reason to fight him. When you get to that, you go up around 39-0, you've made a pretty good name for yourself. Obviously the money's nice to fight Errol Spence. He got paid pretty well. But to take such a risky fight, the only reason you want to do that is to prove yourself. And, he proved to himself that he's not quite as good as Errol Spence. That doesn't mean he's not really good. He is really good. Errol Spence is just a freak. And I know Errol Spence is in no rush to fight Bud Crawford. That's the fight. That is the fight. Errol Spence versus Manny Pacquiao will make Errol some money. But we know. let's be honest. We know. But I do also get that they want to build up Errol Spence as a pay-per-view star. And, and build Bud Crawford up, quite frankly, as a pay-per-view star, because these guys they've been killing it for a while, but neither of them are proven sellers, per se. So they want to build them up, and that's a way to do it. After Timothy Bradley, who, by the way, isn't close to the fighter that Errol Spence is, when Timothy Bradley, quote-unquote, beat Manny Pacquiao, suddenly he was a pay-per-view guy.
Yeah.
So Manny Pacquiao can do wonders for your career. I wouldn't be shocked if that's why they're doing it.
713-780-ESPN is your number. So you want to
get it? Yeah. So one of the things that we've talked about this before when there's a team like this, and I think maybe the last time there was a team like this was it the 2015 Kentucky team that was like – damn near an unstoppable force. I don't remember what exactly the year, but maybe it was. Maybe it was 26. Whenever Anthony Davis was there.
Well, that's farther back than that. He's been in the league for what, four? Oh,
no, it was 2014-15.
Okay.
It was the year they were 38-1 or whatever. They finished 38-1, but they went into the tournament as just a massive, massive favorite. They were 38-0, and they lost to Wisconsin. So if you remember when we talked about it at that time, we said, well, there's really only one. And I didn't mean Anthony Davis.
Yeah,
I meant Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, they won with Anthony Davis.
Yeah, I meant Carl Anthony Towns. But that team also had the Harrison brothers. It had Willie Cauley-Stein. It had Trey Lyles. It had Devin Booker. There was some Dakari Johnson. It was some really, really good players on that team. But they were 34-0 going into the tournament, 33-0, something like that. And they lost in the Final Four. It happens. But what I said before that was, if you think Kentucky is going to win, if you're in a pool, good luck, because everybody's going to pick Kentucky. So if there's a year where everybody's going to pick one team, you better be perfect in all your other spots. The alternative to that is picking a different team. Even if you think Kentucky's going to win, playing the odds that, you know what, if they don't win, I've got a lot better chance here. Because the number of – and Duke falls into that category. Everyone just saw Duke win the ACC championship. Everyone's back in love with Duke. Zion Williamson's the greatest thing in the history of time. Yada, yada. They're an unstoppable force. So personally, I don't think I'm lucky enough or magical enough to get every first round pick right, because that's basically what you have to do. If you pick Duke and Duke wins, you have to be right about everything else or you don't win. And there's nothing crappier than picking the right champion or, you know, picking the championship game.
And finishing fifth.
And finishing fifth. That's the worst. So I implore a strategy that says pick someone else. Don't pick Kentucky. And
well,
in this case, don't pick Duke. And I'm not saying that it's always going to work, because honestly, it probably won't always work. That's kind of the way it works. But that year, and ironically, that year that Kentucky lost, Duke won. And Duke was the team that I picked to win. And I ended up winning a couple pools. Awesome. So this year, again, I'm fading. This time it's Duke that I'm fading. I'm just going to try to find someone other than Duke to win the championship. And if Kentucky loses any time before the championship game, I mean, you've got a good shot.
You mean Duke, right?
You're stuck
on Kentucky.
I got mixed up with this whole thing.
Yeah.
If Duke loses,
is the team, not Kentucky, please.
Yeah, it's because I tried to compare him to the team from 5 years ago. I'm a dummy. I'm still thinking of Karl Anthony Towns and saying, how could he lose? But if Duke loses before the championship game, even if you don't have the right team, you've got as good a chance as anybody now, because almost everybody else has Duke winning it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think there is something to be said for looking for a different team. Or at least if you're in a pool that allows you to submit multiple brackets, submit some brackets that don't have Duke winning the whole thing.
I would do all my brackets without Duke.
I mean, honestly, I think that's – if you had a bracket that had Gonzaga winning, one that had Virginia, one that has Kentucky, and one that has North Carolina – I'd like your chances more than a guy who has a bracket with Duke on it.
I would agree. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. Get back. There's a little Texans news for you. Want to get your opinion on? Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Before we get to this Texan stuff, do you think TCU should have gotten in?
No.
Okay.
They suck.
It's kind of what I thought.
I don't think
they were whining quite a bit about not getting in.
I'm sorry.
Like, yeah, okay.
They weren't even – I mean, they weren't even the best team that didn't get in, I don't think. Like, honestly, I think there were too many teams from the Big 12 got in, because I wouldn't have put Baylor in. So, no, I don't feel bad for them. And so, according to KenPom, which is like kind of the go-to for – efficiency and how good a team actually is.
Right.
The best team in KenPom that didn't make the tournament was Clemson. They were number 29 in KenPom. Texas was 30. North Carolina State, 33. Nebraska, 39. Penn State, 40. Indiana, 42. TCU, 48. No, I don't feel bad for TCU. Sorry. And honestly, I don't feel bad for any of those teams, because they were all mediocre. And TCU's got 20 wins, and that's, I mean, I guess that's cool, but play a schedule. You know, and don't have such a poor non-conference schedule, which is, if I was going to make an argument for anybody from the Big 12 who got left out, it'd be Texas. Texas played, you know, the 14th toughest schedule in the country. They played the 37th toughest non-conference schedule in the country. TCU's was 191st. So, and Texas has wins over North Carolina, over Purdue, over Kansas, teams that were seeded in the top three. Kansas State they beat. TCU doesn't have a win that comes close to being a North Carolina win. They don't have that. TCU's best non-conference win was probably Florida. I mean, cool. It's a good win. The highest rated team they played besides Florida was Lipscomb, and they lost. So I don't feel bad for them.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. A couple of Texans news. They signed tight end Darren Fells. Good blocking tight end. Not much of a he's not much of a threat in the pass game, but he's a good blocker, and they need
that. That's what every Texans tight end is, right?
Pretty much. Although I don't think they were too happy with Akins and Thomas's blocking last year, but they were rookies. So
yeah.
Apparently they have some interest in a couple of tackles.
All right.
Believe it or not.
I'll hear it.
Former Raider Donald Penn.
As they should.
Yeah, he's a guy that you could slot in and play left tackle until your draft pick's ready for sure. And Jordan Mills is visiting the Texans. Ooh. Former Bills starting right tackle. But they love them some Bills.
They do. Like, do they not realize the Bills aren't good? So if the Bills cast a guy away, that's probably not a good thing?
So, I mean, he's kind of a backup, obviously. But I still think there's some other guys out there they need to be talking to. And A.J. McCarron visiting the team.
Yeah. Donald Penn's good. I mean, he's not what he used to be, but he's still, I'd say, serviceable at worst, right?
He's instantly better than anything you have on the roster at left tackle.
He's instantly better than any offensive lineman you've had since Duane Brown left.
And he's 35 years old, so he's not a long-term answer. But
we're talking about your window. Yeah. That's what we keep saying.
You don't need a long-term answer right now. You could draft a long-term answer.
Yep.
Right now, you just need a short-term answer. Put him over there, and I think you feel much better about at least that side of the line. And, you know, and he can also, if you do wind up hitting a home run in the draft and getting a starting left tackle, you can move him back to right. Yeah. So, makes a lot of sense. I've been saying all along they need to sign two guys on that line. They have yet to sign any, but that's, you know, if they're going to get these secondary free agents that have guys that have been cut, I'm okay with that. Just make sure you sign a couple of them. Yeah. That's all. And that would be a good direction to go. Let's try Andy. What's up, Andy?
Going on, fellas. Daily listener, go Cougs all the time behind the H. Duke will win it all. Opening day, Crawford Bach, I cannot wait. I got the Texans down. We need two O linemen. We need a quality number two receiver. The defensive back end is decimated. Our window's closing. I think we need to spend the money now. I want to know if I'm wrong, man. If Watt goes down and Clown is gone next year, like, this is our year right here. Spend it. I'll hang up and listen.
All right.
It's a little too late to spend because all the
guys worth spending on are gone.
Yeah.
Duke winning it all is a pretty hot take. Mm. I will give him that.
Yeah.
Why are there so many Duke fans that don't live in North Carolina?
I don't get it.
Like, is that one of the most unbelievable things? Like,
yeah, because they're not even remotely likable. Their coach looks like a rat.
Like, I get the, like, I understand why some teams have a national following. Like, I get Notre Dame. Notre Dame's is, like, for multiple reasons. Irish people love Notre Dame, and Catholic people love Notre Dame. You know, I can understand why BYU has the following it has. It's pretty obvious. I just don't get it with Duke. I don't understand why that became, like, a nationally beloved, I mean, it's also hated, but a program that has that much love for it. And I get that they're good, but there's a lot of teams that are good.
But they're totally unlikable.
They are.
I mean, Krzyzewski's a great coach, but he's unlikable.
Krzyzewski was a much greater coach at some point. I wouldn't say. I don't know where I'd rank him today It wouldn't be number one. But, I mean, as far as X's and O's goes, but, I mean, the guy's got a resume that's second to none. But I still don't understand the obsession with Duke basketball. Like, I don't know how you can just wake up one day and you know who I'm going to cheer for? Those guys.
Yeah, and all the rich white guys in the stands. I'm going to be a fan of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that elitism. That's my thing.
Yeah, I don't.
And by the way, like before Mike Krzyzewski came around, you know what Duke basketball was? It was basically Rice basketball. Like Duke and Rice were the same thing. And, well, that's changed. Rice should have hired Mike Krzyzewski back in the day.
Well, I mean, so much of these programs are based on what coach went there and built it up.
And
North Carolina, they've been able to keep hiring guys.
Yeah.
But I can see North Carolina having a national following. I could see Kentucky, UCLA did for a while. I don't know if that's fallen off the, you know, I don't know. They just haven't been very good. Man, am I going to have to block all the fire pictures on Twitter?
Can you do that?
I'd like to try because I swear everybody's got one from a different angle. I've seen them all now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's smoky out there.
Yeah, we know it. But, you know.
It's going to be that way for the next few days.
Get used to it. Yeah. Andrew wants to talk about Duke. Let's let him
talk. Oh, boy.
Let's see where he goes. What's up? Hello.
Hey, you guys there?
We're here. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, it's Andrew. Duke, unlikable? Come on. They win. That's why people like them. Hey, unlikable is like this show. I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Except you are still listening. That was poorly planned, Andrew.
Yeah, Andrew, that was got to try harder, man. Yeah. That was extremely weak.
Punchline no makes sense.
This is my move. I'm going to call into a show that I'm listening to. I'm going to tell them that they're unlikable. And then I'm going to hang up and go back to listening.
Duke's good.
Yeah, Duke's wins. Good. Thanks for the hot take, Andrew. You should have your own show. Duke wins. Lord.
He had a rough day with his fifth grade final today.
Which, by the way, you want to guess what I think Andrew probably is? Andrew's probably basketball expert as of March 17th, which was yesterday when he printed out his bracket. Then he knows who's good. He knows who's phony. They're frauds. He's got it all figured. Duke wins. I see him on SportsCenter. You see this Zion guy? The shoe, if that shoe didn't break, championship. Oh, he's back. Championship. Hot take, Andrew. Lord. These sad times. Anyway.
Yeah, well, you know what?
I'm going to get a new job.
There's a lot of stupid people out there.
And guess what? My computer career could even take a stupid person like Andrew and get him a real job. I mean, it's amazing. If you're still not in a job you love, stop messing around. Maybe you're not making enough money. Doesn't have to be that way. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. Could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months, even with zero IT experience. Helping people start an IT career, that's what they do, man. So if you're not great with computers, they don't care. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You'll get all the skills, all the certifications you need to start your new career. And they also get you into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. How great is that? Did your college do that for you, Andrew? It didn't happen. Did it, Aaron? Did they get you a job out of college?
No.
I didn't think so. My Computer Career will do that for you. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Sorry I called you Andrew. I don't know why I had a slip of the tongue. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation today, mycomputercareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Mycomputercareer.edu.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Hey, it's time for Bracket Madness again. Houston, ESPN 97.5 will be giving out prizes to 97.5 winners in our Bracket Challenge. Yep, the .5 winner is the penultimate winner, second to last.
Loser.
Prizes include a custom queen-size mattress from Texas Mattress Makers, an Indochino suit, Grunge Fest tickets, and tons of restaurant gift cards valued at $50 or more. To join and for more info, go to ESPN975.com. And, of course, come hang out with us during the tournaments as we broadcast live at Twin Peaks, which Friday will be at the 290 Twin Peaks on Thursday, the Kirby Twin Peaks on Friday. Next week will be at the Kirkwood Twin Peaks on Thursday and the Shenandoah Twin Peaks on Friday. You'll be back for those, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the 28th and 29th. So I also will be out at Sam Houston Saturday night. I got tickets to give away. So
Kenny says, here's some Duke takes. People in Houston rooting for Duke also root for the Golden State Warriors.
That's you, yeah.
Yeah, trust me, the difference when you cheer for a college team versus an NBA team, like, I didn't like the Warriors until they were really fun to watch. And then I like watching the Warriors play. That's why I enjoy the Warriors, because I don't care that they wear yellow and blue jerseys or they're from Oakland. I've got no, like, if they switched rosters with the Dallas Mavericks tomorrow, I would cheer for the Dallas Mavericks. Because I would like to watch that team play. Let's see. Lamont says, on your Duke's obsession, Duke got good during a time period when the public actually watched regular season basketball TV, and they were always on TV, very similar to Notre Dame on NBC every week. I don't know. I don't know if I necessarily remember them being on every week or any more than...
At least
I know Duke North Carolina is always on TV.
No, when I was growing up, they were on there a lot. It was always ACC, and it was always the old Big East with St. John's when
yeah.
they had Walter Berry and those kind of guys, and Chris Mullen. I mean, that's going back a ways. But, yeah, that was every Saturday on TV. And they won. But, you know, I just find them completely unlikable. But that's just me.
And Asking for a Friend says, Andrew is the guy who critiques the guy banging his wife while he watches.
That dude doesn't have a wife. Are you kidding me? That guy doesn't even have a sex bear.
Black Spotted Zebra says, hot take, Andrew should try and take his talents to 610 or 790. I heard they're hiring.
Oh, he'd be a star over there.
They do have budget constraints, though, just so you know.
Oh, you want to hit a couple of these?
Sure.
I can't.
Hey, Greg.
What up, fellas?
Sports is up.
Hey, the reason people like Duke is they are Methodist. I don't know if you knew that, and I'm going to shut up.
They are what?
They are Methodist.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know that. But, I mean, nobody's cheering for SMU.
Yep.
I don't know. They just seem like almost. I will say this, and you can tell me if I'm wrong. Is Zion Williamson the most likable Duke basketball player for non-Duke fan ever? Can you think of one?
Grant Hill.
I hated Grant Hill. He's such a soft ass.
Yeah, well, you were in the minority. He was pretty popular.
Oh, I'm not saying he wasn't popular, but I mean.
No, he was. No, he was. No.
As a person? No, I'm talking about as a likable player, like a guy that you want to cheer for. I'm not saying. I mean, Shane Batty is a really nice guy. I get that. Trajan Langdon was a really nice guy.
Well,
but
that's what I was going. I thought the way you were saying,
no,
like, as a person, like somebody you would want to talk to off the court.
I mean, like as someone who normally, when guys from Duke get drafted, I hope they fail. But like Zion Williams, I hope that dude's good. I really do. I mean, he's not deplorable has a secondary meaning now, but like it. it feels like most Duke stars are deplorable. And let's go with like the pre-Trump meaning of deplorable. And Zion Williamson's not a deplorable dude. He's a fun guy to watch. His game especially is fun. I mean, there's no denying what you're seeing with that guy, especially. He's a freakish athlete. People that big shouldn't move the way he moves, which probably has a lot to do with it. But yeah, there's very few Duke players that I'm like, man, I hope that guy really kills it in the NBA.
How many of them wind up not?
Well, one of the guys I really liked was Jay Williams.
Yeah, that and he never had a chance.
Yeah, I don't know that is really a fair one. And before Zion Williamson, the guy that I always thought was the most likable Duke guy was Kyrie Irving. And A, Kyrie Irving only played 1 year there. And B, Kyrie Irving today acts like a Duke guy. Like, so...
Yeah.
When Kyrie Irving was in Cleveland, he didn't feel like a Duke guy. Now he feels like a guy that would have gone to Duke. Dave, sports to you.
Sports. So, like, for me, with the Duke thing, I'm a diehard Houston fan, but growing up as a cable kid, you know, waiting for an evening Astros game, you had the big networks on cable. So I'd catch a Cubs game or a day Braves game. So I ended up following them a little bit growing up. And then when Krzyzewski came on, I don't know if Duke has control of who schedules what, but during the week, all we had was ESPN college weeknight basketball, and Duke was on, or, you know, like you said, St. John's or whoever. So if you weren't watching, your local college wasn't on nationally, so you picked up on these teams. And so the winning started to trend, so you just kind of followed, that team's trending up. They began to win, so I just kind of followed them going into the Hurley days and whatever, the heydays, if you will.
Yeah.
And then, so you just kind of followed them. Do I love them? No, but I ended up following them because I just grow up kind of watching them with other teams, you know. So that's how it went for me.
Okay.
No love there, but that's, you know, I just familiarized myself with other programs.
Well, and I think that talking about the Cubs and things like that is – you know, that's where a lot of that following came from. The Braves national following is because in our era, and I'll put myself in there, during that era, that was all you had.
Yeah.
And ESPN would come on and show basketball constantly, which was great. And there would be afternoon basketball on, I guess, ABC. I don't remember exactly who it was. But that's where you'd see a lot of the, you know, you'd see a lot of Big East and really ACC Big East more than anything there. 713-780 ESPN. Chase says, more insufferable sticks to sports caller or caller that calls in just to bash your show. Both.
Yeah, they're buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it doesn't matter to me. We're doing okay. I think we've got a pretty good audience. So, hey, guys, I got to tell you about, do we have Laura or no? She didn't call in? Okay. I got to tell you about Innovative Lasers, and there's a Rona laser treatment where you can lose up to 3 to 11 inches in 2 weeks. It's that simple. And it's a really cool procedure. You go in there, you're going to lose inches in fat with no painful procedures, no downtime. You're going to get more energy, and you're going to change your life. And basically, it's real simple. You go in there, you lie down for 20 minutes with a red dot on you. Then you turn around, lie on your stomach for 20 minutes with a red dot on you. And after 2 weeks, you're going to lose 3 to 11 inches. I lost 8. And I bought new pants last week, and they're already falling off. That's how well it worked for me. So give them a call, 281-888-3094, mention ESPN 97.5. You're going to get 50% off your regular price and 3 sessions for free. Consultation doesn't cost you anything. So give them a call, find out what they're about, find out if it's for you. Log on to InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com or give them a call right now, 281-888-3094.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.